Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture... Oh, no, I'm not. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Lombardi...
No.
Things.
No.
Hello. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
Yes.
Is that who I am?
That is who you
we
are.
Got it. Finally, it took three tries. But hey, it's a great day here in Houston, Texas, and I'm here with my beloved, best, blessed, brilliant bestie.
With a voice.
Whatever.
Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
With a voice. And we're co-hosts of Culture Club. At least,
Lovely's over it because... So I was listening to the show, right?
Yeah, what did I do?
You're like, she doesn't have a voice, which is great, because then I get to sell. And it was like you were living the dream.
I am living the dream. Everybody knows that two things. I love talking for a living. And B, I've never met a mic I didn't love.
We know.
We know. We know.
So, but Coach Nelson.
We're right at my favorite segment, Coach Nelson's
so
Corner.
So much happening.
I'm still the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline.
Agreed.
And meanwhile, I may be getting better than the people here in Houston. But we're going to discuss the Texans free agency frenzy. I mean, old friends return as this Kirk trade signals a win now mentality. So let's talk about this guy.
Yes.
What's his name? They bring him back, defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, which
one
is
year,
great because
$7 million.
He was the guy. Is he the guy that kind of supported my favorite guy?
Who's your favorite guy?
My
you have
second,
many.
You know
yeah,
who I'm CJ, talking about.
No, I don't know.
But, not CJ, the other one.
He rushes the quarterback.
No. Oh, this Will guy Anderson. Rushes Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Is he the one that kind of was Will's mentor originally?
A little bit.
Yeah. So that, thank you, Michael. So
fact checks.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited about that. I honestly read all this, which no one ever believes me. But anyway, so this Kirk trade,
he's supposed to
support Tank Dell, you know, and honestly, Tank, please come. He's going to miss all of 25.
Yeah, 25.
God, I hope he can come back in 26.
We'll see. But we're winning now. We got to win
so
now.
So we're in the championship window strategy.
Yeah.
Early moves are reflecting the Texans' commitment to building around C.J. Stroud while his rookie contract provides financial flexibility. I mean, honestly, if he has a good year next year, is the year after when he's up for renewal?
It would be
his fourth year. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
We let him go, and I personally probably... We'll do something untoward.
You're going to punch somebody in the head?
You know who I am, and I know who you are. So
I'm here for that.
So anyway.
I think this is going to be great. So
let's see what happens. We know we missed some we really were looking at.
Yeah, so we had this whole text commentary, myself, Lovely and Magical, about some of the free
Devontae Adams,
who we are not getting.
No.
Yep.
He went, where'd he go to?
Rams.
To the Rams.
Yeah, some of these free agency early moves. So we shall see. Also, the new Texans president commits to an NRG stadium renovation.
I know.
So they're not relocating. Remember we were talking about
that. Well, that was the stupidest thing I ever heard of. I know they probably were not thinking about it. They haven't even paid the debt off on NRG. So we're not going to build. Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
Fix the damn thing.
So they are. So they're going to fix it. So major renovations are coming.
I mean, a lot of renovations.
Like in the billions, of course, because nothing's ever in the millions. Uh-huh. And I think it's going to be great. So what do we think? Lovely, you're good, obviously.
I'm good, and I think, you know, we'll get another Super Bowl, which, because Houston's such a great place to have the Super Bowl, even with our traffic. We do have a little mass transit around that stadium.
Absolutely. And then also, what I mean, which is reflected with even rodeo now happening in the train situation.
Well, rodeo and Taylor Swift concerts and all the things. So I hear she's kind of cooking something new up also.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's great. So we now know that the Texans aren't going anywhere. And this is important. I mean, and football fans know this. This happens in other cities all the time. The stadium that the team plays in is in need of repair. And then this whole negotiation starts around.
And the
team
leaves.
If you don't do this and we're leaving, well, we don't have to worry about that. So yay, yay, yay for the Texans. Now the Rockets. I watched the game the other night.
You saw this game?
Mm-hmm.
Was it great?
It was a really good game.
I mean, I am so excited. Everybody has already obviously heard that the Rockets dominated the New Orleans Pelicans 146-117 last Saturday night, completing their first ever 4-0 season sweep since New Orleans joined the division in 2004.
It was a good game, too. So I was watching. I had my sports commentation hat on, and I was watching this game. I was at Liberty Kitchen, actually, watching this game, and I was thinking, How are they playing together? What's the energy and the were good.
I mean, they had four starters.
They were really good.
You know, we had four starters scoring in double figures.
They were good. It was a good game.
The team played well. Yeah.
Not perfect. There were some mistakes made, some turnovers, whatever.
Not a lot at this kind of a blowout. Yeah.
No, it was a really good game. So makes me even more optimistic about our chances for the finals.
It looks like a championship formula is emerging, and we're at a historic offensive output.
I just think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. And so, you know what I was thinking? Okay, so we have a football husband. We may be having a baseball boyfriend. I mean, are we?
He's not a baseball boyfriend. He's baseball Scott. He's not going to be a baseball boyfriend.
What's the difference between a? Why not?
He's I guess he could be our baseball boyfriend.
Yeah, he takes us to the game.
I'm going to ask. Well, he hasn't invited us.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, okay. Well, so yeah. So
that kind of
matters.
He's not like our football husband so far. You hear that, baseball Scott?
Our football husband. You can't be our baseball boyfriend yet. You can't. This is a criteria. You got to come pick us up.
Yes.
Both of us.
Yes.
And we don't live in the same place. You have to come pick us up. You have to coordinate ahead of time.
Yes.
And tell us what time you're going to be there. You have to have premium parking passes.
Yes.
And premium seating. And then you have to be nice to us.
All of the things.
that's kind of the criteria.
So I'm not sure that he, I'm going to ask him.
And what
we'll
we
send
do?
Him this one.
We just show up looking fabulous. That's all. That's our contribution.
I get another Astro shirt.
Yeah, well, I don't.
A bunch
I don't
of
wear
them.
Team stuff.
She'll be there looking hot. I will be there in a team shirt looking not. But that's okay.
But so maybe
it's we'll how
have,
we roll.
Maybe we'll have a baseball boyfriend. So now we need to get a basketball something.
Buddy. Basketball buddy.
Okay, so do we have any magical? You laugh. We're serious. Are there any contenders? Who do we know?
I don't know. Maybe.
We need to track down. Okay. We need this.
We need a basketball buddy. So if anybody wants to send us a text or.
Text Lovely. Don't text me. I don't want to talk to people. But we need a basketball. What? We need a basketball buddy because we got to go to these games.
We're on the radio, so nobody can see my face just falling and my eyes rolling and all the things here.
Either way, I think that we're going to go to the playoffs. We may even win the NBA. We may be in the finals. I don't know if we'll win, but we may be in the finals.
I'm just happy to be anywhere near the finals. How's that? You know, we've had a really pretty rough.
We've had a rough go at it.
20 years, I think it's been. I think. I mean, it's really been nothing for the Rockets has happened since I came home in 2002.
Well,
has
you know
it?
What?
2018.
We did okay?
Yeah, what
did we do?
Western Conference Finals.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, we're turning the corner. One thing we have done, let's go back to the Texans for a minute. We do lead in fines. Did you know that?
Is this just terrible? Over $3 million.
We do big in Texas.
Not the Rockets, the Houston Texans.
The Texans. We're going back to
Texas. NFL leads the NFL in fines. Over $3 million in penalties. Raises questions like, what are you teaching these guys?
You think
this is crazy.
That?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, one guy was over $1 million himself and out for six games.
That's an outlier. So that's different.
Yeah, but still. That comes out of the market cap, right? Out of the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's terrible. There has to be some issue because $1 million in nasty hits or whatever you want to call those things. What do they call them?
Flagrant.
Like unnecessary roughness.
Over $1 million.
Well, what's interesting, Lovely, is you are the one who always thinks the refs are against us. So I would think that you wouldn't, that you would kind of be like in agreement with, like not in agreement with the fines, but like their deserve, our behavior is
warranted. No, if I think the refs are against us, we don't need, we shouldn't have had all these fines.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, that's the whole point. But the fact is that you can't be $3 million against us. We've done some stuff.
Yeah, we've done
some. Something happened. You could be $1 million against us, maybe.
This is what I was like.
We're three times the closest next team.
Okay. So
nobody else is acting like we are, guys.
This is good.
A little discipline.
Welcome. This is what I've been saying all season. Okay. So.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Oh, you have? Yes. So, okay. We have a fresh sheet of paper. New start. Texans, we're rooting for you.
No fines. Good free agency. Do we call it a good free agency?
Well, it's still happening.
It's solid
so far. Solid so far. To be continued. Stand by, as you would say, Lovely.
She just
shakes her head. Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
So you can recuperate from this $3 million fine because you look a little bit disgusted.
That's a nice word.
That's the word we can say on the radio, FCC. Okay. And with that, we're going to a break. We'll be back.
Bye. Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi. Remembered it. Co-host of Culture Club HTX here with my beautiful, brilliant.
What's your good bracelet on, too?
Best.
Beloved.
What else? What's the other one?
We'll go with that for now.
Anyway, we're doing 4 out of 5 today.
That's good.
My co-host.
Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, here in one of my most favorite segments.
Let's get down to business.
There's your business voice.
There's my business voice. I have a business voice.
You have business eyes, too. You just did it. Yeah, there's like serious business, folks. Okay.
I can't help it.
So downtown Houston, $2 billion transformation for the Georgia Brown expansion. And it's going to reshape the city's core.
And I believe it. But I just have to say one thing. I've looked at these drawings 5 times. I can't figure out what they're doing exactly.
You mean what the new part
is? Is it behind? No, the new behind is Edo, I believe.
Yes. So are they going up? I think they're going to go in and like redo some stuff, like renovate.
Whatever. They're giving a lot more, you know.
So it's going to the south.
They're adding a 700,000 square foot
building to the south.
Okay, so over where, kind of toward the south.
You know what? That's a parking. That makes sense because there is a parking lot that way. There are a few parking lots. There's one. There's the rustic and then parking lots.
So the rustic going by.
Maybe the bye-bye, like
I
the steer.
I hope not. It's kind of a cool place.
Yeah. Well, there's another location. They'll be fine. So
it's scheduled to open in 3 years, 2028 May. So just before we host the Republican National Convention for the first time since 1992.
So we'll go on to the economic impact.
How do you know? We should move on.
So Mayor Whitmire emphasizes that the project will generate jobs. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
Whenever there's construction, I always say this, no matter the city I'm in, but especially in Houston, I know people don't like construction, but construction equals jobs.
Yeah, no, it equals more jobs than anything else in our city.
And so there you go. So we have three years
of jobs,
of additional jobs, right?
Yeah.
So I think this is great. And then you think for something like the Georgia Brown, which we attract all sorts of conventions and people from all over the world to come to, what other ancillary businesses will open in and around to support this additional growth? More jobs.
Hospitality, lots of it. And I think the coolest thing about this whole thing is that the funding comes from Senate Bill 1057.
Not
legislation carried by then Senator Whitmire. in 2023. Mm-hmm. That directs a portion of hotel occupancy taxes to the project for up to 30 years. Thank you.
That was smart.
Then Senator, now Mayor of Houston, Texas, Whitmire.
You know what? That was smart for a few reasons. Number one, it's just smart in general for the hot taxes to go toward this. But also it shows that our mayor is strategic, because before he was even mayor, he was thinking about this, and that's
representing us, yeah, as he should have been.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
So thank you. So he's got some fabulous partners, including Houston-based developer The Beloved Heinz Company, architecture firm Populous, and Jacobs Advanced Planning Group for landscape architecture.
So Populous, that's someone you don't hear about. That I don't know other projects.
I've never heard of them.
I think this is good, because this puts a new do a good job Populous. If you do a good job, this puts a new architecture firm on the map. Right?
Yes.
That's not one of the ones you typically hear about, especially when we talk about these large scale projects like this. So I think this is fantastic. Are they from Houston?
I hope so.
Well, we're going to just hope
we're
and pray.
Finding out
we're
right
going to find out, but we're going to hope and pray. The other thing about this project is the walkability. So one of the things that we often talk about in Houston in general, macro, did you find out?
Yeah, they're on Franklin Street. Yes, Houston.
Okay, great.
We design the places people love to be together.
Okay, well, here we go. That sounds great.
Yeah, we're going to see some of their stuff.
We're going to check out some of their stuff. The other thing is the walkability aspect. So we talk about this in other cities that we would be competing with for these big events. Walkability is huge, right?
Yes.
People want to be able to get to the conventions, to their hotels, restaurants easily.
Yes.
Without feeling like they're going to die crossing a walk.
Which wasn't a nightmare either.
Right. Right. You know, people,
or Ubered or lifted or altoed down.
People want to be able to do that. And so a part of this project, in addition to the actual building, is creating more accessibility and connectivity to the city center. So I think this is great.
So I would say if you're considering moving to an apartment building downtown, you go ahead and do it. Because my guess is the rents will increase.
Oh, good call.
A lot with this.
Good call.
So there are a few new high-rise buildings that are great, and my guess is they're not full yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you want to have a downtown living life.
And so one last thing about, you mentioned Edo earlier. So this east-west connection, some of the later phases of this project. So like you mentioned, it's going to open in 28. So as we get closer to that date, we'll connect. That will be what they call a front door entrance for the east side residents into the core of the city, which is great. Because right now it is kind of blocked off and it's weird. And
can't even get in there.
Right. So this is great. I think this is great news. Okay, cool. Moving on. U of H, where are they up to?
40% revenue boost with a $39.5 million Learfield deal. This sounds like what happened with the Aggies. Isn't Learfield the company that the Aggies is doing their new multi-marketing, multimedia rights?
That's the current one. No, they have a new one now, but Learfield is a...
Learfield, so they're leaving Learfield.
Yeah,
U of H is staying with Learfield and probably getting all the Aggie money.
Maybe.
I mean, think about it.
So what is Learfield leveling? What are we doing here?
Well, Learfield is, you know, let's see. Let's talk about Learfield.
The multimedia rights, we know that much.
Yeah,
but
it's a 40% increase over their previous agreement. And the new deal, which is finalized under recently hired athletic director Eddie Nunez, includes an innovative profit-sharing model that could substantially increase revenue beyond the guaranteed minimum. So this is just the guaranteed minimum, $39.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting in a sense. I mean...
Well, and the other thing about this deal, and anytime these sorts of like multimedia deals happen, you know, so people are like, okay, so what does this mean for me? So corporate opportunity expansion, so local businesses gain access to this advertisement, premium advertisers in all of the facilities, athletic facilities beyond, and then competitiveness. So Power Four Conference. So these are the four conferences that are, I guess, most lucrative, have the best players, etc. This revenue helps position U of H, and they can close that gap.
So they're now in the Big 12, right? Big 10, Big 12.
Big 12.
Yeah. So that's one of the Power Fours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think, you know, what's interesting is I think we're going to go to four. You know, you heard it here first, folks.
I do. Back to four?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Who's going what?
I won't spill all of the tea, as the young people say. I don't even know if young people still say that. Either way, I don't know for a fact, but I have a feeling that all these moves that have been happening, we're shrinking the universities that can compete and the conferences that are financed well that can compete. So I do think we'll end up with four.
So who's going?
I don't know yet.
Oh, all right.
You know, speculation.
Not the SEC, right?
No, God, no. They're the leaders.
Or the Pac-10, probably. They're not going either. Maybe.
No, no, no.
Could be between Pac-10.
So the
there's Pac-10, Big 10, Big 12.
Big 10, Big 12, SEC, ACC, and
Pac-10.
They're nothing really.
Pac-10. Hey! Nothing.
Hey,
yeah, relax.
So it could be them.
Relax.
Arizona's in the Big 12 now.
They just moved, but still, I still have love for the Pac. Relax over there, but see, that's what I mean.
Like, Pac and ACC could combine and be something,
or
right?
Or nothing, or just go away. Bye.
Both
go
of
bye
them?
Bye like the steers. They just may go bye-bye. I don't know. Either way.
Super.
I know. But and you know, here's the deal. Again, this it's going to be what it's going to be, and I think for football fans, and for college football fans, this means better time spots on television, hopefully better matchups, local advertisement opportunities, the facilities, which, you know, that's a big thing in
big
recruitment.
Deal. Big deal.
Right? These facilities.
And there's naming rights.
And their name. Do you think they'll name a facility after us? Who do we need to talk to?
Not unless we spend the money.
Well,
there's a price for it.
There's a price, and it's, you know what? Time, talent, treasure. Maybe
Hello.
We give our talent.
T of H?
Yeah. Maybe we give talent. And maybe they name something. Maybe they name something up. That would be fun.
I think we should
do
an
Tillman?
Endowment somewhere.
I have two endowments.
I know
I'm
do.
Not doing another one.
Let's call
Tillman during the break and see if Tillman, would you like to let us donate, exchange talent for naming rights of some athletic.
We could definitely probably get a seat in U of H Stadium on the upper
seat.
Level.
We'll have to sit on each other's
with
lap.
Our brand on our in the back.
We'll have to share. We'll give one seat. Well, I don't know, but let's just check. We should explore this.
Okay. We have one more big business thing we must say.
And then we got to go to a break. What's the big business
thing? Yeah, I know, because West Texas is set to host a $100 billion AI center as tech giants move forward with Stargate project. I just think it's interesting.
I do,
that
too, in a sad way.
OpenAI and Oracle are preparing to install 64,000 high-powered NVIDIA semiconductors and a massive new data center with only 59 employees or something, right?
Well,
I mean, this is insane. This is really the situation where even if you can, don't. I'm usually talking about, and that's a new one for me. I'm usually talking about when is enough, what's enough. But honestly, this is like, even if you can, don't.
You know, the other thing is, those semiconductors, they need to pull electricity.
Yeah,
and
it's going to cost money.
From our grid. Guess what our grid is? Terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we can.
So we don't want you guys
the load on our grid. But hey, you know, this is just us from the yet to be named cheap seats at U of H Stadium. I don't know. I just think we'll see.
Okay. Anyway. I think that we're just going to leave it there with we'll see.
Yeah. Not even standing by. We'll just see.
Yeah.
We'll see first.
We're not going to stand
we're
by.
We're not standing by.
It may not ever happen.
Well, let's hope. We can always pray. All right. And with that, we're going to take a break.
We'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, co-host of Culture Club HTX and all the things. And I'm here today with my beautiful, brilliant, blessed, best.
What, I forgot. Beloved.
Thank you very much.
No longer voiceless. Siobhana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And you know we're live because Lisa's phone is ringing.
It was the computer. It wasn't the phone. But you know what?
We're here.
Watch isn't off either.
Nothing's off. And we're in one of our most favorite segments, community.
Which we love.
Which we love so much. And we have an extra special guest today.
One of my very, very dearest friends in the whole wide world, and probably one of the reasons I'm even here today. Because we met
in
each
the
other
world or in Houston.
Okay. On the radio, having the life I have.
Your dad would be
very
like, wait
much
a minute.
So.
Okay.
My dear friend Ellie Francisco is a driving force here today behind Rodeo Houston on three committees. But she has been the chief whatever at Halliburton. Seriously, all the things.
Chief all the things.
She did the Minute Maid Super Bowl party. One of
the
biggest Super Bowl parties ever. She has her own company, Francisco & Co., and she provides strategic community positioning for corporations and nonprofits, leveraging her expertise in finance, strategic planning, and event management. The thing is that there's no one in Houston who won't take her call because she's been the C-level executive. She chaired the first $2 million galas that ever went over $1 million in Houston. She was the chair as a volunteer. And now she's doing all the things for everybody else. And we used to walk together, like at 5 a.m., which I don't
do. So, Ellie, you're
everybody
still
knows.
Chief all the things, it sounds like.
But I have to like say that. The reason she's really here is because she had this dream to create this group of women called the Champagne Cowgirls. That's their name now. There are 20 of them, I believe,
correct.
Right? 20 that commit to $10,000 a year, or what is it? Is it
it's
still 10?
Yeah, everybody has their own level, but that's the minimum.
Yeah, so it's 10,000, and then they have the corkscrews, which are their husbands and significant others that tally up much more. And they won the grand champion at the steer auction. How many times?
I think we've gotten the grand three or four and the reserve grand three or four.
That's awesome.
So just millions donated to the rodeo, which is her true passion because it's all about education. And I'm going to let her talk in just a second because she's going to tell us about the three committees she's on and probably a little bit about the steer auction also. So, Ellie,
welcome.
Tell us
I'm like, Lisa has like given you a whole commercial here. So whatever you want to add to that.
Just so you, this is our 17th year that the Champagne Cowgirls.
Are you
will
kidding?
Be. I know, I can't believe it.
Oh, please. Congratulations.
And we, between the steer committee and all the other committees, we're over $7 million that we've donated, which is pretty, you know, fantastic.
I mean, that's
we're
just
very proud of
awesome,
you.
Especially you when you consider how many kids the scholarships have
exactly.
gone to.
So what is the steer committee?
So the steer committee, so let me back up just real quick and just
please.
Say, okay, so the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo was started in 1932, 35,000 volunteers, 109 different committees. And one of those committees, and the other thing, just the education is what drives all of our, mm-hmm. all of us that go out there. We have a good time, but it's all about education.
Absolutely.
More than $630 million has been committed from the rodeo. For the youth of Texas and their scholarships.
That's over half a billion.
Yeah. And each year, more than 800 scholarships are awarded to Texas students by the rodeo. It's one of the largest scholarship providers in the U.S., and they've presented more than 22,000 scholarships valued at $305 million. The other thing, and then and I'll jump into the committees then, is half of the kids that get these every year, first-generation college.
Really?
Almost 40%. First generation high school graduates.
Really?
About that's pretty significant.
That is.
I mean, really so, making a difference.
Yeah. You when you get these letters from these kids and when you go meet the families and you see what an impact these scholarships are making, I mean, it really that's what drives us. I mm-hmm. mean, like I said, we have a good time, but it's about the education
that's
at the
fantastic.
End of the day for us. So steer committee is
yeah, what is that?
So there are live junior auction committees. One is steer, okay. There's lamb and goat, there's swine, there's poultry. And steer, we always say, is kind of the big kahuna of the whole thing.
Literally.
They raise the most money in the auction. And so 17 years ago, we decided that we wanted to get some of the ladies together. They didn't have a lot of women participating separately. And so we said, you know, let's get some women together and let's go to the big kahuna and make a difference and make an impact.
This.
And we did. And so now they take us a lot more seriously than they did the first couple years.
Good for you. High five.
So everybody's afraid of them.
Good.
High-fiving
I'm high-fiving you.
You.
Oh, yeah. I like people to be afraid.
It was It's been great. And they have really those teams have gotten behind us and really supported us and our efforts.
You know what, Lovely? I'm thinking she needs to meet the Queen Bees.
Oh, my goodness.
The Queen Bees Distillery. It's a vodka.
Oh, company. I know we them.
You yeah, already just, know them.
I do
I'm
know
like,
them.
This feels like a marriage.
No, as a matter of fact, I ran into them at the Truffle Master dinner last week.
Were they taking shots of vodka?
Yeah, oh, my. They're fabulous, but they're so creative. And, yes,
yeah,
I told them, I go, we need to get together and do something.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
do a
yes,
steer so, bottle
yes.
or something. Yeah,
something.
I mean,
they
seriously.
Have no, got
they do have a great story.
And you have a great story. That's why, as you're telling us your story, I was thinking, you know, they need to... Sync.
Okay. Well. Yeah. But we need. Yeah. Anything. Any other ones to connect with? We're always mm-hmm. about doing that.
Well, you know, I'm going to make a note here.
Okay. So we're going to talk. Of course, I have something to say.
Who? You? Who's here with me today?
Is it Lovely?
Welcome.
I am the child of a father who used to take me to the Fats Doc show, basically down at the music hall, which is, you know, what is it now? The Hobby Center. But when I was growing up, we went. And every year, my father bought a calf for a 4-H'er for $25.
Oh my gosh.
And in a year later, we bought the cow for, I don't know how much the cow was, but it was slaughtered and in the giant deep freeze in the garage. I have eaten the beef my whole life. We never had anything but beef at our house. I think chicken one night a week, you know. I mean, but other than that, I have eaten 4-H'er beef my whole
That's
life
amazing.
Growing up.
Well, that kind of reminds, because the other night we were watching the calf scramble and the kids going out and and chasing the calves, and they get the calf and they raise them, and then, you know, then they come back a lot of times and they're showing it at the auction.
It's incredible.
There's over 2,000, I think there's like 2,200 entries for steer, just for steer.
So how does this work? Because I know... the very bare minimum. I'm pretty ignorant about how that all works. But so do I like go buy a steer and then say, hey, I want to put my steer in the thing?
I have to be, I'm not sure how you even qualify into
okay.
the 2,200.
Like, how do you, not that I'm going to do it, but I'm just curious.
No,
you know?
So they show at all the 4-H
state fairs
and all that.
Oh, yeah, it's this 4-H business?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
so
I'll never know. It's
FAA,
fine.
FAA, the Future Farmers of America. But they get, so over 2,000 come. They call that down to the 400 and some that are in the auction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just steer. All the other, you know, livestock auctions, poultry, swine, lamb and goat, they all have just as many. I mean,
that's
it's really
crazy.
Incredible. And then on top of that, the one I forgot about, which is one of the committees I was a founder of, is the wine committee.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
So now we have
wine
competition,
this is
too.
The one we need to know about.
Yeah, so,
that I can do.
And honestly, that brought in a whole new group of people into the rodeo, and it was...
Including me.
Yeah, it took a lot, because I think it was, people were kind of like, well, what does wine have to do with...
Everything.
You know, but it's agriculture, right?
Hello.
And so... it has brought in a whole new group of people, and I think the other night the wine auction raised close to $3 million.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, so congratulations.
It's really great. But the committees that I'm on, that I've been on for a long time, the first one I joined was International Committee.
Right.
And which I'm fascinated by. So can you tell people more? Because I just learned recently, I think, I don't know if it was Alicia or Mary Lou Lovely, but I just learned like what that committee does, and I was like, oh my God, did you know this? So can you tell us?
So the committee members organize and conduct activities for our international visitors during international days. The international room is open the first 10 days of rodeo,
mm-hmm.
and they furnish interpreters for the guests, which I have actually did back in the day.
Do they have an interpreter for Texan?
Yeah,
because I don't understand them, as we well know.
It's so interesting how these, you know, they get people that can speak all different languages.
Mm-hmm.
The committee members travel at their own expense to various livestock functions in foreign countries and creating goodwill and establishing relationships. But it's amazing. I cannot, and I don't have the number, but there's like so many countries that come here just for the livestock and to learn more and to buy.
They buy livestock?
And, things that make the livestock.
Okay, got it.
You
got
can
it.
Purchase that.
Hey, I got it. I'm with it. Understood.
So the International Committee is a whole different piece of that. And this is, they're celebrating their 75th year this year.
Oh, congratulations.
They started that. The other committee I'm on is Trailblazers.
Which is the big party.
That's the big luncheon you were at, right?
That's the one that does the big luncheon every year.
But 2,400 people this year.
Yeah, it sold out in 9 minutes. which was amazing. The other thing, though, that we do that we started a few years ago is called ROPES. Radio opens the path to education success and spurs students pursuing unlimited reading and writing success.
That's fantastic.
And that Rodeo ROPES collects books, and then they give them out to schools and different elementary schools and donates them. And I think this year that we collected over 80,000 books just this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing how many. And it's always interesting, too, and I'm sure you guys know from education, how many children don't even own a book. Mm-hmm. And so we found this is one of the great things. And then we added on, we do reading programs out at the rodeo where the kids can sign up and come and we read books to them. And then also the Spurs, we're doing a writing competition, and the kids from the different schools enter that, and then they get, you know, little prizes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's been great. And then our big fundraisers is the luncheon, which has grown.
So what do you remember what you all raised this year? Because you had it already.
I honestly do not know.
Was it record-breaking? Probably.
I'm sure it was, like, that many people. It was just amazing. So all, you know, the money then goes back into the general scholarship funds from this. And then we do our programs. And I mentioned wine. The wine committee started out, it's just like a committee that was less than 200 people, and now there's five different components to the wine committee. It's brought in new volunteers besides new buyers and things to the rodeo. So I'm on wine sales, and just I sell the wine, but there's wine competition, wine events, the wine garden, which I'm sure many of you have been to out
there. We have. My gosh, it used to be like this one little strip. Oh, yeah.
It was dinky, and now it's not.
It's like tents. Like you can have your own tent.
Yes. We used to be begging people, like, you can come in here and have a glass of wine, because people just didn't understand it. But it's grown, and just like the rodeo's grown. I mean,
so if people want to learn more about the International Committee, the Wine Committee, or Trailblazers, how do they do? Where do they go?
You can go to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo website. You can join as a member of the rodeo, and you can join the committees. And you go, once you join, you can go out and there's a drop-down menu of these, all 109 committees, and you can go out and decide. Now, I will say some of them have waiting lists, and some
of them don't. Bet.
But if you want to join and want to go out and be a volunteer, get on there now, right after the rodeo this year, so that you can sign up and do things. There are literally things to do all year round at the rodeo. As soon as this one ends, the next one starts.
And we have until, is it the 27th of March? When is the last day?
Last day is March 23rd. Yes, Sunday, March 23rd, and it's Luke Bryan.
And it's Luke Bryan, and people, if you don't know this, NRG Park opens for rodeo at 8 a.m. every day.
Correct. And the one last thing I was going to say, just since we're talking about women power.
Of course.
Is that we have the first woman chairman.
Yes, Pat Mann Phillips. We interviewed her.
So yeah, I had to bring that up. I'm just so proud of that happening, and she's just an incredible woman.
She is wonderful.
This has been so informative. Thank you so much. So, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo website to know all the things. Committees, correct, schedules, who's performing, and go to the wine garden, right?
And
absolutely, the wine garden.
If you need corporate positioning, or you've got a giant event or anything like that,
it's
franciscoandco.com.
Say that again for us, Ellie.
franciscoandco.com.
And what's your phone number so they can call you directly? I'm just joking.
She won't answer. She doesn't answer the phone.
It's on the website, so you can find it out.
Okay. Well, this has been, again, thank you so much. Yeah. You have really, I'm definitely more informed than I was when we started, so thank you. And go Rodeo Houston.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Go Cowgirls. I hope you get the grand champion.
Say that. So when will you know?
The steer auction is March 22nd.
Okay, so just the day before.
We will be there bidding. March 21st, they pick the grand champion steer, and hopefully we will be down on the floor of the stadium when they do that. And we get to meet all the kids and families, which is the most important part. And then March 22nd is the big auction.
Saturday,
March 22nd. And anybody can come. It's open to the public.
It's like all day.
Where does the steer go? I'm just so...
Unfortunately.
They go...
I mean, we know we're going to eat them, but I mean, like, who gets it? Where does it go?
They go... They're...
Well, you know...
They have to go by...
They have to go bye-bye?
Bye-bye, yeah. And what they do, they keep the hides, and the hides are, you know, given back to to the donors. Sometimes the kids ask us if they can have the hides back. It's because they're so attached.
It goes bye-bye. Yeah. It's okay. Well, with that, we're going to go bye-bye.
But the people that purchase get, you know, the meat. And if you buy poultry, if you buy swine, they do a big partnership with RC Ranch, which is a great place here in town. And so you can actually go in there to buy the meat after the event.
Well, there you go. Well, we're going to go bye-bye now. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This has been great, and we'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back.
We are.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson. Bowman Lombardi. For some reason, my name is just not coming to me today.
You know, it's okay.
Is it because I'm so excited that we're together?
Yes.
I think that's what it is, because nothing else is going on in my life.
Your birthday is coming up.
Yeah, it will have been.
Your birthday is.
It's on the 13th. It's my birthday month.
It's your birthday month.
But I don't have birthday month. I also don't have 12 birthday dinners because they're way too fattening. I'm not about to do that.
Yeah, no,
you know,
my
friends do lunches. And what, do you want to gain 5 pounds for your birthday? I don't call that a
gift. Well, speaking of, we're in fashion. So let's talk a little bit about
okay,
this.
Okay, let's talk
not
about here we are.
Pounds.
It's fashion segment, which we all know is one of my beloved segments. Along
as long
with
as you
the
don't gain 5 pounds for your birthday.
But anyway, this is really exciting.
Uh-huh.
There's a fashion power play going on out there. Prada is eyeing a $1.6 billion acquisition of Versace.
I mean, there is
so much shakeup going on in the luxury business. But meanwhile, Prada has just blown up and had an incredible year this last year with Prada and the Miu Miu labels,
mm-hmm.
both of them going way over budget top line revenues. Prada up 18%. Miu Miu sales scored 83%.
That's crazy.
In 24. But Versace had a very tough year.
Mm-hmm.
So they are owned by Capri Holdings, which also owns Michael Kors and somebody else. I can't remember. Jimmy Choo.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're doing. I haven't paid attention to Capri Holdings. But Michael Kors and Jimmy Choo are a far cry from Versace. It's mm-hmm. not like LVMH that has right. all way top line brands, European brand, all of this. Mm-hmm. You got two American staples in mm-hmm, Jimmy mm-hmm, Choo mm-hmm. and Michael Kors, and then Versace, one of the most, how do I call
recognizable?
It? Recognizable. European, definitely European mm-hmm. focused, Italian, Milanese, but out there.
Yeah.
Out there
they're
brands.
Bold.
Well, they're bold.
Mm-hmm.
They're bold, and they're bolder in a sense than Prada.
I know
Prada does modern clothes that look a little like workwear, but they're expensive.
Well, this is why I think this is good. Because
I think it's great for all of them.
Really good marriage, if it works.
I mean, it might affect us. Because there's so many different stores in Houston, and
mm-hmm.
Versace, I guess, has a pretty good store, big store in the Galleria.
But you know
as Prada,
Prada and Miu Miu, I think are obviously, as we just just told us, they're staying put and they're doing better. And so I feel like this is some lifeblood, because I don't know how well Versace is doing. I remember, 2000s, you would hear and see more Versace. And you just don't really see it anymore. And so, as far as people wearing it and advertisements, et cetera.
Right.
So I think this is going to be, I think this could be good.
And it looks like Capri Holdings has been trying to divest itself of Versace for a while. This is like the second deal that they put up. And the other big thing in here is that Donatella Versace's contract is reportedly expiring soon, which adds another layer of uncertainty to the brand's future. I doubt the Prada family would be worried about losing her as a designer. Not that she isn't great, but they are too.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's not like somebody who she's the only one and they're corporate CEOs.
Well, and you know what? She's been at the helm for a while since her brother was murdered.
And I'm not sure it's ever really. It's just huge top line revenues
and
no profits.
I think the other thing is that you need fresh perspective. Yeah, so this gives the brand an opportunity to bring in a fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. Which I think is fantastic. So this is one we'll watch. Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
We're excited about it.
We are. Our
and
next
the luxury
story.
Brands.
I'm also excited about the next one. Did you know this, lovely? Let's give you some SRS trivia.
My first job was at the mall at Foot Locker.
I did
Kids
not
Foot
know
Locker.
This.
One of the best leaders I've ever worked for, shout out to Brian Lemer, was there. And it was, people didn't even know about corporate culture. It was not even a thing people said then. This is the 90s. Such a great culture. He was such a great leader. He was tough. So now if I'm in the mall or wherever in a store, not in the mall because I never go there, but if I'm in a store and someone's looking at their phone, I like roll my eyes because Brian would like walk by and like slap the phone out of your hand.
He was the store manager?
Yeah. And he was so good that he got promoted into the corporate office and ended up doing some strategy, blah, 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 mm-hmm. later. But he was so good. And so the fact that Foot Locker is refreshing 300 stores.
Yeah.
And that they're going to sort of reimagine themselves. I think this is fantastic because
I think you have to.
And they've been slumping for a while.
Yeah,
this
and
great.
With somebody like Foot Locker, like I just bought sneakers online.
You did?
You know, I need them tomorrow. Okay. I don't have time to go. You know, I'm packing. I don't have time to go shopping.
Yeah.
So I just went on and went to the brand I know and my size and picked something out. And so honestly, there is a way. It's almost like I'm thinking about the food apps, Chick-fil-A, you know, that you can walk through the store and ask for what you want on your phone and have it pop up and it's in your hands that minute. That sort of needs to be happening now. There's always been go to their little key thing and, you know, do it in theirs, but do it in yours.
Yeah.
And you're there. It knows where you are. You know, you don't have to talk to some sales guy 20 times who wants his commission. You know,
fair.
I mean, we've gotten very isolated, individualized, personalized, et cetera, et cetera. So why can't I go into Zara and ask for the four things that I want, that I'm looking at, that I don't want to go through 24 pieces and find there's not one of my size left?
No, this is true.
You know?
No,
I mean, give me access to the store inventory.
Getting access to the store inventory digitally.
Digitally.
And then if you want to, go for the experience.
Just ask for it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea.
Well, digitally, yes. But, you can get it digitally. I mean, Target's going to tell you which stores the thing you want is at. I'm saying when you're in the thing, in the store, you want to know if your size is indeed there. If the product is there and your size is there.
Mm-hmm. No, this is good. And so Foot Locker started this shift back in 2019. They reduced their footprint in malls, which was probably smart.
Yeah, they closed down a lot of stores.
About 400 stores. And then they shifted to this, you know, tier A and B mall. So like the Galleria is a tier A mall. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to reimagine it. And we should see all of this by the end of this year. So
I'm
their
excited.
CEO, a woman, Mary Dillon, shout out to Mary, is calling this a new baseline for the brand. I'm excited.
Well, I think it's great. I really do think it's great. And I'll come shopping if turns out good enough.
You know what is wild? I still have my Kids Foot Locker uniform. Do not judge me. And let's see if they change the colors.
So
blue and white. I still have it.
Okay. So my first real job in retail
was where?
Was at Neiman Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the store manager, like for the main floor. So I did accessories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fantastic time. This was the late 70s. I got to introduce Bottega.
Ah.
The first Bottega Veneta
shop
in the United States was here in Houston in the Post Oak store.
Huh.
They had
a
signature
trivia.
Bag that went on sale.
Went on sale?
Uh-huh. It was a brown suede butterfly, their butterfly print.
Uh-huh.
And it went on sale, and when I got promoted to be a buyer in May of 1977,
you bought the bag.
I bought the bag for, and if I tell you, I've used it twice, maybe, but I'll have it till I die.
Of course,
my first expensive promotion present. So, that being said, Foot Locker will be there. Last but not least, let's talk about running star power.
Okay.
Zendaya, co-created collection. A co-created collection signals a new era for the Swiss brand On, which I don't really know.
I don't know that one either.
I don't know it. I mean, but anyway, they're sprinting toward a 15th anniversary, we don't know, with impressive momentum.
Okay.
Q4 sales growth of 35.7% and approximately $690 million full-year sales, up nearly 30%. So they're going to do a first co-created footwear and apparel collection.
And it's also athletic wear.
Zendaya, in case you don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm. I think people know.
I don't really know what she does. I just know she is a fashion star, Wherever she shows, she's an actress. Is she a singer or just
an actress? No, just an actress.
I mean, so whatever. She has an absolutely gorgeous figure. Mm-hmm. I mean, very model-like. And she dresses exquisitely.
So I think she's an actress slash model because I think she also gets jobs. I don't know which came first, but I think she gets jobs just for modeling and also just for acting. But
well, this is incredible. Yeah. And honestly, it's this... We're looking at the celebrity strategy evolution because consistently you're seeing these celebrities designing or having input, whether they can draw and spec and all that. That's not so important. But having input, well, yeah, I mean, sure. There's real people to do that.
That's right.
You know, and so I think this is really cool. And again, obviously, she's got a huge fan base.
So it's athletic wear. So stand by. We will stand by for this.
They're in Dick's and Foot Locker. Mm-hmm. How about that?
So this, hey, you see
more.
What you're
we're
doing
just
there?
We're making a circle here because it's all gonna
connect the dots.
Well, I think Foot Locker may have to add some apparel. Do they have apparel?
They have apparel. Yeah.
Well, maybe some cool apparel.
Some cooler apparel.
Some better apparel.
You know, that's what we should do. We should go over there and check it out. We should go like dressed like this though to Foot Locker.
Yeah, absolutely. I never go. I'm not usually. Yeah. I'm either dressed like this or I'm dressed like Foot Locker.
Right. But we should go.
I don't
like
have
this
a middle zone. You know either. Me. I've got workout wear, work wear, and gala wear.
Right.
The casual clothes.
Or workout clothes, basically.
I mean, either what way. Do you need to change for? Spin class and go on about your day.
Go on about your day. Speaking of going on about our day, we're going on about our day because we're at our time limit.
Are we done?
Can you believe it? Done. So spring break. Happy spring break, people. We're both going to do a little spring breaking.
Yeah, we are.
But you won't miss us because we won't miss a show.
No.
That's how we operate,
folks. We do not miss a show.
We're committed to you.
But you might miss some late breaking news from us this week. However, you know, we'll bring it to you one way or another. If anything fabulously exciting happens.
We'll let you know.
I'm heading to the beach for my birthday.
I'm heading to Paris tomorrow. What? I know. You didn't know. I was waiting to tell you on the
Louise.
Show. I'm going tomorrow. What time do you fly?
9:35.
I fly at 1:44 to Newark first, then to Paris. Ha ha! You heard it here first.
With anybody?
Nope. Solo.
She is amazing. So here's the thing. I'm going to close the show. I promise. We're going to say goodbye.
Like, oh, my God.
But the 35-year difference between us, which will officially be 35 Thursday. Right now, we're still only 34 and 11 months or whatever. That being said, gives her the guts to do this stuff and me never in my life. I still have. I keep, since I met her, you know, she doesn't have a screen at home, so she wants to watch something. She goes to a bar by herself that has screens, and everybody wants to talk to her, and she sees the event, and she makes friends and all this stuff. I think three nights a week, I think I'm going to stop. Nope. I'm not stopping. I'm not going by myself. And I'm embarrassed to call her and say, I'm not going by myself.
Don't be embarrassed. It's fine.
So happy birthday to me.
Yes.
And in the meantime, everybody, stay focused.
Stay fit.
And stay fabulous.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.